Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And who are these people who are poor in spirit? I remember during my pastoral year, we assembled some sandwiches, fruits, drinks, and some snacks, and went to St. James Park in downtown San Jose. At the park, we saw many homeless people, young and old. When they saw us arriving, they grouped themselves and lined up in a way for us to easily distribute the goods that we brought. It seems they were happy to see us. What was noticeable was their smile on their faces, that despite of their poverty and condition, you could see hope that shines within them. Hope in the sense of their aspiration, their desire, and their expectation that someone out there would help them to endure and to pass through these tough times. And that someday they surpass all these trials to look forward for a brighter future. I asked the kids and some adults who were with us of what they learned from this occasion. Some said they were fortunate to eat at least 3 times a day, and everything was provided for by the family. Some asked the question on how could we further help them? How could we further help them? But one kid told us that one homeless person said that they don't want to see us. They don't want to see us. Seeing us reminded him of their impoverished condition or situation. This very person shared his story to this kid. He was not complaining of the generous assistance that they were receiving. In fact, he was thankful for it. Very thankful for it. Nevertheless, he knew that we were from a church. He said to this kid, if God was really loving, God would never allow this thing to happen to his family. If God was so loving, God would never allow these things to happen to his family. He had sufficient income to feed his family before. But when the company where he worked was downsizing, he was one of the chosen few that were laid out. They gave them separation pay, but was not enough, and were evicted to their house, or from their house. The kid responded to his question and said to him, God is real and loving. God will never allow these things, these bad things, to happen to your family, especially to your family. And one more thing the kid told him. The kid said to him, actually, God sent us to you. God sent us to you. And the man immediately cried and said his story to God. This kid amazed me of how he replied to this man. He was only 13 years old. At a young age, he knew that he was instrumental to God's people. He knew that he was called by God to serve His people. He gave Himself selflessly without thinking He Himself has nothing to offer. He was just a kid. But He can offer His service to them. Nonetheless, having nothing did not stop this kid to be generous to others. Like in the gospel today, Jesus saw the poor widow who put more into the offering than others who have surplus wealth. That even though the poor widow had nothing at all, but two small coins, she gave it all, her whole livelihood. In the first reading today, Prophet Elijah said, "Do not be afraid of sharing what you have. Do not be afraid of sharing what you have. Even you have not served yourself and your family. Think of others first before yourself. For if you do, God will take care of your family and you yourself. For God said, 'The jar of flour shall not go empty, nor the jug of oil ran dry.'" God will provide. God always provide. Just have your faith in Him and your trust to Him. My brothers and sisters, my friends, in this season of giving, let us ask ourselves this question. What do I need to put aside or give up in order for me to love my neighbors? What I do need to put aside or give up in order for me to love my neighbor? Father Brendan once said, "We just don't go to church alone as an individual and see the priest do it alone and for you to remain as an spectator. Rather, we are here as a collective assembly." And he said that there is an incredible power in that collectiveness. And I believe that together in Christ, we can give what we're supposed to give. And we can help others to live and have hope for a brighter future. The homeless in St. James Park saw this power. The power coming from Christ. Our togetherness with Christ. Our togetherness with Christ gave them hope. I hope and pray like this kid and the poor widow, we too may give assistance to the needy and share with them what we have. May God open our hearts, minds, body and soul to be able to see the goodness in giving. That in giving we also receive bountiful grace from God. The more we give, the more we will receive. And not only we receive material goods, but the promise of salvation and be heirs of the kingdom of God.